Global markets head into Thursday with the U.S. Treasury's intervention in the long end of the bond market dominating price action. The Treasury announced it will at least double the size of its liquidity support buybacks for 10 to 30-year debt, helping reverse the sell-off that had pushed the 30-year yield to its highest level since 2007. The move eased financial conditions, weakened the dollar, and provided relief for risk assets, although concerns around inflation, heavy government borrowing, and sustainability of U.S. fiscal policy remain firmly in place. Wall Street finished modestly higher. Sentiment remains constructive, but the Treasury action is being viewed as short-term market support rather than a solution to the structural pressure on longer-dated yields. In FX, as we break it down, the dollar is holding close to a three-month low. The Fed minutes offered a counterweight, showing officials remain prepared to raise rates again if inflation fails to cool. The Australian dollar underperformed after employment unexpectedly declined and unemployment rose. Reducing pressure on the RBA to tighten in September. Commodities continue to reflect both falling yields and geopolitical risk. Gold surged as the Treasury announcement reinforced demand for inflation and currency debasement hedges, with Bitcoin and ETH also benefiting from the weaker dollar, lower yields, and renewed demand for alternative assets. Oil remains near its recent highs as President Trump threatens sweeping new sanctions against Iran, and markets assess reports of a U.S.-supported shipping corridor through the Strait of Hormuz. That corridor is helping maintain some Gulf exports, but any further disruption around the Strait remains a clear upside risk for energy prices and global inflation. That's all for now.